The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
It's Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What
Boss
is
up.
It that
we get a
do? Jalen Rose, who is joining us in just minutes on this program?
French Montana, huh? We're joining Jalen and Jacoby right after this to talk about his new project.
Jalen Rose. The Kyrie Irving saga continues. The latest is this. He will declare whether or not he's going to opt into his option for next year on Wednesday. This decision is important because if he does not make an agreement with the Nets, there's a list of teams that he says he wants to play for. However, when you look at the list of teams and the potential cap space, if he does not opt in, it looks like only the Heat or the Knicks could sort of bring on someone of his ability and salary. What do you think happens and how do you think this all plays out?
So if you're the Nets, listen up and listen up close. You're already the B-side in your own A market in New York City. It didn't matter if you had KD, Kyrie, James Harden, and Ben Simmons. You still won the same amount of games as the New York Knicks this year. Not signing Kyrie isn't only about signing him. It's also about retaining KD. You're a multi-billion dollar conglomerate. He's one of the most talented players in basketball. And yes, he's had some injury issues. Yes, over the last couple of years, we've dealt with COVID and he didn't get vaccinated. But if you don't sign Kyrie Irving for the next few years to play basketball, when you already got KD under contract, it would be asinine to lose both of them in the same offseason. If you're the Nets, sign Kyrie. Get the deal done.
It really seems like it is that simple. Now the question is, what it feels like is happening is Kyrie Irving wants the full max, and he feels like he deserves that. And the Nets are looking at the situation and set, trying to sort of like dial it back a little bit in years and money. If you are Sean Marks, you give him the absolute max.
Yes, so when you look at the journey of the NBA and players that have made like seven straight All-Star games, but played as many games as Kyrie, that list is Shaq, Grant Hill, and KD. Basically of players that are elite level players but dealt with injuries but still were so very talented enough that they made the All-Star team. The NBA is about guaranteed contracts. If you really want to look around the league and look under a rock and talk about over the next year or two, players that you think may not match the salary versus their productivity on the team, as long as Kyrie healthy, he ain't gonna be one of those guys. He averaged 27 points this year, basically a 50-40-90 player, and he's friends with KD. You find a way to keep them if you're the Nets, if you're gonna be relevant. This is your chance. KD just saw the Warriors win the championship. Kyrie just saw the Celtics make the finals. He don't really wanna go back crawling to LeBron. We really don't want to see KD barnstorming around the league like he's not an all-time great going to jump and play with multiple other great players. Like, this was their opportunity they signed up for that they wanted to get it done. I want to see them healthy and see if they have an opportunity to chase that goal.
So, Jalen, you made a good point when talking about Kyrie, because a lot of people point back to the last 3 years and all of the games that he's missed. There was an injury, then there was the bubble, which was insane, and then there's this vaccination situation last year, which is his right not to get vaccinated. So he is more available than it seems the last 3 years. However, if you have Kevin Durant, then you sign Kyrie Irving to make Kevin Durant happy. And am I stupid to think, this happens to me almost every offseason, Joe Harris comes back, Ben Simmons is healthy, a fresh Kyrie with a contract, KD knowing he's going to be there for a long time and locked in. That, to me, is a top three team in the East. Easy.
You sign Kyrie just to keep KD. And the times that he's not healthy, you turn the ball over KD and be like, big fella, we're going to need 35-plus minutes tonight. And guess what? He going to be like, cool. If you notice how KD's playing this, he not like, I'm going to be the guy to try to make Kyrie get vaccinated. Or he's not the guy that's like, I'm going to try to get him to take less money. He like, they got the money. They got me under contract for the next couple of years. Why not pay him? And that's how I feel.
Well, our friend Logan Murdoch from The Ringer has said that KD is not really talking with the front office through this process. So it all leads to speculation. If Kyrie leaves, does KD leave? Does he demand a trade? And Dame Lillard hears all this noise, and he takes out his Instagram fingers, and he posts this picture, which I love so much. It's a Photoshop of Dame Lillard next to Kevin Durant in a Portland Blazers uniform. Now, is he just playing around on the internet, or is this something that he's kind of actually lobbying for?
I can't wait to see Dame Dollar back balling and healthy this season. And I would be happy if he not only got a perimeter player that wasn't CJ McCollum that could be dominant, but also like a guy that could play 3-4 up front. But here's what I want to reiterate. Do you really want to see by the way, I want to watch KD play basketball anytime, anywhere. But as an all-time great player, I just hope at this point of his career is not changing team to team to join up with other star players in order to try to be on a contender when he is him. Let me repeat that. KD is a him. We win because we got him. So now I don't want to see him like, oh, Kyrie ain't there. Maybe I'll go to Portland. Maybe I go to Miami. Maybe I go to LA. I ain't mad at it. You know what I'm saying? But I think they find a way to work this out. The Nets have the money. They have KD under contract the next couple of years. Find a way to pay Kyrie his bread. You knew what you were signing up for when they came to Brooklyn.
We all kind of feel that's where it's going to end up with KD and Kyrie in Brooklyn making another run at it in the Eastern Conference. Now, Mr. Rose, just fresh off the draft, we have a new crop of stars coming into the league and personalities, and one of the ones that we love is Benedict Mathurin because he says things like this, quote, a lot of people say LeBron's great. I want to see how great he is. I don't think anybody is better than me. He's going to have to show me he's better than me. Jalen, what do you think about the confidence from Benedict Mathurin?
I love it. And when we went into this draft and we were talking about players that I felt would be sleepers amongst the names that weren't being discussed, you know, he was the guy that I mentioned. That's a great pickup for Indiana. But what this probably tells me is that he didn't grow up in the LeBron circuit. He didn't grow up going to his camps. He's probably not a clutch client. So that's pretty much what it tells me. And it also tells me that he understands that LeBron's an all-time great. He just got drafted to play basketball. What do you think he's supposed to do when the Lakers come to town?
Exactly.
Like, miss the game because of low management? No, you try to make a name for yourself, not against the 449th player in particular in the league. You make a name for yourself against LeBron.
So, Mr. Rose, explain to our audience what your mindset was when you were going into a game against prime Michael Jordan.
So, the media is using this term loosely now, but the term is called irrational confidence. And what that means is each time you go into a sporting event, there's a favorite and an underdog. Bang, bang, watch out, Shaq. And the one thing about being an underdog or a favorite, you know it, Jacoby. I knew when we was playing against Hakeem Olajuwon right then, playing against Gary Payton right then, against my hometown Pistons, future Hall of Famer Grant Hill. Like, we weren't the favorite, and I wasn't the favorite. So therefore, that's your chance to go make a name for yourself and show the league that you belong. And that's what the young fella's gonna do.
Jalen, You are so good at so much, but you have one fatal flaw, and that is the abusive, emotionally abusive relationship that you have with the Detroit Lions. You had just year after year, the Lions disappoint you. Right around this time of year, you get excited about going 10-7 or whatever, but you're not alone. Detroit rapper Young Jock has this tattoo on the side of his head and said, "Believe in me like I believe in the Lions." Young Rock.
I see you, family. Way to represent. That's how we do it. 10 toes down in the city. Boss up. Rock your Buffaloes. Say what up, though. You see me every day on the show. It's people that play for the Lions that don't have a helmet up. You know what I'm saying? Look at that. That's day one. That's 10 toes down. And you heard Jaden Ivey. He come from a family of Lions fans. We got to get our top pick some Buffaloes and get them to a Lions game.
Big shout to Young Rock. You can listen to his music on all streaming platforms. Jalen, it's time for one of our signature segments. It's Soft Move or Boss Move. Jalen, the BET Awards were this weekend, and Ray J attended, and he was enthusiastic in the crowd, but he also did this while he was in the audience. Take a look at our guy Ray J with a cup of noodles. Jalen, soft move or boss move, eating a cup of noodles when you're in the crowd.
It's definitely a boss move. And people gotta remember something. Ray J is a master marketer. You know, he's gonna be the master P of turning around selling those soon. And are those noodles warm, sir? That's my question for you. Are they warm?
Hot.
Gotta be extra hot. And make sure you drink the broth too. When you get done.
Oh, yeah. Look how fast he's eating them. Just like me. I'm gonna finish these. You take us to break.
Ray J's a master marketer. He'll be selling those soon. Like, we're gonna be selling French Montana's new project that we're promoting. Up next, our guy, French Montana, joining Jalen and Jacob.
Coming to you live from the Seaport and brought to you by Chase. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose.
What up, though?
Returning to Jalen and Jacoby.
Montana.
One of the best rappers out. French Montana. Thank you so much for taking the time.
What's up, family? What's going on?
The new project, Montega, available now. Anywhere you can get music, get that, stream it, download it. What can fans expect?
Man, Montana, you know, in the purest way, me and Harry Fraud, when we come together, we make the best music. So now we never made a full length project. So I'm excited for this one.
Ooh, that's dope. Bricks and bags. Jada's on the show every day because we got the Hall of Fame bust. Benny the Butcher is our special correspondent. Y'all got a single coming out. What was it like putting that together?
Man, I just felt like, you know, when you go down south, you hear, you know, the down south music. When you go to LA, you hear the music with that G-funk in it. When I came back to New York, I just kind of, you know, it sounded like London for a little bit for me. So I wanted to tap back in into the pillars of hip hop. And so, you know, back to the punchlines, back to that wavy swag and back, you know. So I grabbed, you know, one of my favorites, Jadakiss. He gave me my first verse when I first started, you know, making music. Then I grabbed one of the young spitters, Benny the Butcher. Then I made that marriage happen, you know. And you know, you got Bricks and Bags. And I took the old, shot the MOP. I took the old MOP sample. We got the inspiration. But we went back digging in the crates. And we got a masterpiece.
A lot of people know French Montana because he has bars, but he also used to get buckets. He used to get buckets. The draft was last week. What do you think about what the New York Knicks did or kind of didn't do?
Last week?
No, with the draft.
Oh, with the draft. I mean, we need some more players. We got to win some. Yeah, we ain't won the championship since 1973. We got to get a conference. We gotta get at least a conference, man. You know, and I'm praying for the Brooklyn Nets too. I hope they don't leave. I hope KD and you know.
That's what I was gonna ask you about. So like,
You know, the Nets get KD and Kyrie. The Knicks didn't make the playoffs. Both of them won zero playoff games this year. So, like, is there a squad that you need to root for more than the other, representing your hometown type of thing?
Man, I thought they would play better because, you know, we was in quarantine. We just came out of quarantine. You know, New York, kind of the lifestyle kind of gets you away from the game, man, you know, so. But yeah, I mean, hopefully this year, be, you know what I'm saying? I hope they don't leave Ben alone and you know, in the Knicks. But as far as the Knicks, man, you know, all we could do is pray. It's like praying for water in the desert.
Says the man from Morocco.
at your listening party, you had New York City Mayor Eric Adams in attendance. How did he get there? What was that like?
Man, you know, I'm the first artist, I think, to ever have the mayor come to, like, a listening party in New York. So shout out to Mayor Eric for coming through and supporting. I just feel like, you know, me having such a big platform and for all the positive things that he's doing to, you know, to stop the violence, you know, in the Bronx, I'm glad that he came. You know, we're coming together to make a difference in the city because the city needs us.
Absolutely. Shout Fat Joe. Shout to the Bronx, the birth of hip hop. I have to ask you, like, what, as a Detroit native, I got a chance to, like, look at hip hop through, like, movies in New York before I got a chance to go to New York. What is it like for you growing up in the birthplace of hip hop in a lot of ways when you're in New York City?
Man, I just remember coming from Africa when I was like 13 and not speaking English and being right there and you know, when I was there, it was just like, you know, playing for Chicago Bulls when Michael Jordan was there, you know, because like Big Pun was down the street coming to play us, but Big Punisher, Slick Rick down the street, you know, KRS-One down the street, you know, all the fathers of hip hop down the street. So it's like, you know, when you rap, they'd be like, they start sucking their teeth like, yeah, right. You know what I'm saying? So coming out of there and staying strong and from battle rap to, you know, to really holding your name down and really putting in 10 years before the rest of the world don't even, you know you. I feel like it was a good, you know, it was like Sparta, man. It was like gladiator school for, you know, for hip hop, for me at least.
So we cover
longevity vibe.
We cover sports very closely here on Jalen and Jacoby. We also cover versus battles like they're the NBA finals. now there's rumors out there that you were sort of are part of the creation of the versus franchise. Please explain.
Yeah, I remember I had told Swiss Beats that I need my money, and he sent me the paperwork. You know, so that's a shot. You know, but I remember just watching the producers do the beat battles, and I remember Tory Lanez had the quarantine radio, and Tory Lanez had wanted me to go up on radio, but I was like, we gotta, you know, add a little spice to it. So how come we do quarantine radio, then we, you know, we battle on quarantine radio? So he was like, all right, let's do it, you know. So he started talking about his hits, I started talking about mine. So it started off as a friendly competition, but I knew he was going cheap. So I called Swiss Beats in Timberland, and I was like, yo, I need y'all to, you know, to host this joint. You know what I'm saying? So they hosted the joint, and we did it live on Instagram. So so after that, history was made. After my verses, you know, the rest took off. And this is all documented.
That's crazy. What history? I have to ask you, Fresh, because obviously you hoop, you ball. Shout to Max Bigavelli, by the way.
Yeah, shout to Max.
You know what I'm saying? Just so you know, every time I had 360 waves, I let them know it was because of Bigavelli. You know what I'm saying? Riding the wave like the OG, the Surf King. But I have to ask you, if you had to compare your game to an NBA player, who would you compare your game to and why?
Now or the players that used to play?
Anybody.
I would say when Steve Francis was at his peak.
I like that one.
Yeah. I would say Steve Francis when he was at his peak. Is just somebody that could just do everything. You know, I can make the New York rap. He's just dribble. He's dunking. You know what I mean? Dunking over everybody. You know, when he was with Houston, just going ham, I felt like, you know, that's what I compared to. I feel like, you know, I can make, you know, down south music. I go make music with Rosé. I could do this. I could do that. I feel like he had an all-around game.
I love like that one. Yeah. You got to dig into the crates for that one. I love that one. So when he was strong, he's athletic.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. He was dunking on everybody all around.
Exactly.
You mentioned Rosé, Rick Ross. He's on the album.
Rosé!
Quavo's on the album. We mentioned Jadakiss and Benny Butcher on the album. Many others on the album. And you've had features, and you've done features with so many different artists. Who's someone that you want to work with that you have not?
The only person I want to work with that I haven't worked with yet is Max B when he come home from jail.
Ooh. Ooh.
Mic drop.
That's the only... Yeah.
Ooh.
That's the only... Okay. The only thing I want to do to close out my chapter.
So, like, for those that don't know, what has these years been like for you, knowing that you've been away from your brother?
Man, it's hard because that was him and Chinks was my motivation to make music. So it's like, you know, now I'm, you know, I'm doing it for them, not with them. It's a different process. You know, but I'm embracing it and I'm making the best music, but it's nothing like doing music with your brothers. Mm. You know, but besides even the music, just like, you know, your best friends and, you know, just being in the courthouse when the judge turned around and give him 75 years, you still traumatized by things like that when you come up, you know, so we put a lot of pain in the music. So definitely Free Max B, man, it's going to be a big day when you come home.
Free Max B.
Montega, the new project, on all platforms. Anywhere you listen to music, download it, stream it, cop it,
OG,
buy it,
in
anything you can do. French, congratulations on all your success. And the album has hit after hit after hit. It's available right now. You're welcome to come back on Jalen Jacoby anytime,
family.
Thank you, my brother. I appreciate it, man.
All love.
We'll be back with more right after this. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby.
WNBA action tomorrow night, Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern on ESPN2. It is the Dream against the Mystics. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose, we have an update on the Brittney Griner situation. She had a hearing today and her trial is set for Friday, July 1st. If convicted of large-scale drug transportation, interesting, she could face up to 10 years.
Those charges are ridiculous and they don't fit what she did. But either way, we here at Jalen and Jacoby going to wish her a speedy, safe return to the United States.
Yeah, I mean, I understand she allegedly had a very small amount of cannabis oil when she tried to go into Russia. But 10 years just seems absolutely ridiculous and absurd for this particular infraction. Moving on to baseball. Jalen Rose, we show baseball highlights on this program basically for two reasons. One, Shohei Ohtani did something amazing, or there was a big fight. It's the latter between the Mariners and the Angels. We all know how it starts with someone getting hit, someone getting upset, and then it just escalates from there. And this one, you know, now he's mad, he's trying to get to him. But Jalen, this one just kept escalating and escalating and escalating. What's your take about this?
I've talked about this for over a decade of how, like, the rules for sports that just happen to be predominantly black, like football and basketball, are vastly different than what's allowed in a sport like baseball. Fighting is taboo. Salary caps exist. The length of time you can sign contracts. Throwing things on the field. Unwritten rules. Like, I just wish as an athlete, every union was as strong and powerful as the Major League Baseball union.
Well, I was watching the Stanley Cup Finals last night, and there's certainly a lot of back and forth and physicality, and they are allowed to fight. But in baseball, there's definitely going to be some suspensions coming off of that one. And I mentioned the Stanley Cup Finals last night. I was watching because the Colorado Avalanche stopped a potential three-peat from the Tampa Bay Lightning. And one thing I love about the Stanley Cup Finals is these boys know how to celebrate, and they get to drink out of the trophy. Is a trophy you can drink out of the Stanley Cup the best trophy in sports?
Stanley Cup, I believe, yes, is the best trophy. Here's why. Because it's the one time that everybody can share in the fellowship of the beverages. Yeah. He's watching the NBA championship. Everybody had a bottle. They had a champagne bottle, their favorite tequila or spirit or whatever. And shout to the Kroenke family. They just won a championship with the Rams also. Now mm-hmm. with the Avalanche in the same year.
I also like that you get your name on it. Like, once you get your name on the Stanley Cup, they don't take it off. You know what I mean? Like, you can't take those banners down. Like, I just love the idea that forever your name is etched on the trophy that everybody wants. We'll be back tomorrow. Big shout out to French Montana.
Thank you.
For joining us on the program.
Thank you.
Can see you. His new project.
Thank you. You're far.
ESPN 2, 4 p.m. We always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is doing podcast exclusive content for our podcast listeners. Jalen Anthony Rose.
What up, though?
Who's going to be joining us on the program tomorrow?
The Iceman, George Gervin, one of the top 50 NBA players of all time, will be joining Jalen and Jacoby.
I want to give a big shout out to French Montana, who joined us today on the podcast. You get the full interview on the podcast exclusive. We always give you exclusive content from our guests. And a lot of people don't know, French Montana was on the Gauchos. Like, and the Gauchos are like one of the top two, three, depending on what the year is, AAU teams in New York City. And I had no idea. And for, if you think about it, French Montana lived in Morocco until he was 13. So I don't know how much basketball he was playing in Morocco at the time. But to be on the Gauchos just two, 3 years after moving to the States is a pretty impressive accomplishment for a young athlete, French Montana.
No doubt. Those roster spots are tough to get. And I remember playing against the Gauchos when they had Jamal Mashburn, Roderick Rose was on the team, Conrad McRae, I believe, Red Oof. Autry. I believe there was some of the Brian Reese.
Oof, who's on your team?
Who else? I remember their team better than mine.
I was about to say, why do you remember the Gauchos roster better than your own?
Because of what you just said. Like, it was a historic team and brand. And this is before social media. So it's mm-hmm. like, you can't wait to meet players from, like, other states that you haven't seen up close and personal. Like Oak Hill, I couldn't wait to see them or the players from St. Anthony or in D.C. Where Sam Cassell in D.C. I don't know why I'm drawing the blank.
All good.
Anyway, historic basketball programs. Well, where did Muggsy Bogues, Reggie Williams?
One of our producers will be looking this up right now.
Dunbar.
Oh,
Dunbar.
Yeah. Dunbar. Oh yeah, there's a doc that pitched it about the greatest high school team ever assembled or something.
And just so you know, there's a list of top high school teams of all time, and my Detroit Southwestern team, I think, was like fourth.
Whoa! That's an accomplishment. You know what I mean? People always say that Jalen Rose never won a championship, but you did.
Oh yeah, I did in high school for sure.
Yeah, that's basketball. That's a championship.
A national championship, as a matter of fact.
That's what I'm saying. Like that. Like people think states, like, oh, I won the state. But your team won the national championship.
Yeah, literally. Good T-shirts for you. And all.
Good for you.
But the one thing about French Montana and playing for the Gauchos, to your point, if he came straight to the United States and earned one of those roster spots, he has some game.
Yeah, he must have. I mean, he must be a pretty elite athlete, especially coming to the United States at 13. So this is going to be a big free agency week for a lot of players. Now there's the big name free agents. You know, you got your James Harden, but we kind of know what's going to happen with him. And Kyrie Irving, we've been talking about him forever. Bradley Beal is an interesting one. If you are Tom Shepard, who I believe is the GM or is in the front office of the Wizards, do you sign Bradley Beal to a full super max?
Absolutely. The one thing I want fans and media members to realize, first off, this ain't your money. So don't be so mad when other people get paid. If you're Washington, if you don't have Bradley Beal, then who do you have?
Not much.
He, he's the face of the franchise over a $2 billion conglomerate. You know what I'm saying? So you got to have if you got one of the best players in the league, you take care of them. And if you're him, you sign the deal. And then if you're unhappy, be unhappy after you sign the deal.
Well, Jalen Rose, Miles Bridges is another free agent. And one of his friends said that if he doesn't sign with the Hornets, he's going to the Pistons. How do you feel about that fit?
Hey, dog, all I know is I don't even know if I could talk about this.
I'll save you from getting in trouble.
Yeah. Like, this is one of those that, you know what I'm saying? This is one of those that everybody look at the bottom of the ticker around the world be like, ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. Doing big things.
I'll save you from yourself. Well, this is a podcast exclusive, Jay. You can just sprinkle, you can dribble a little inside intel. You can just sprinkle us with a little something.
What can I say about this? What more can I say? So when you move Jeremy Grant, it's because you know that Sacramento isn't gonna take Ivy to play alongside Fox. Brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
When you draft Durin at 13, it may or may not take some speculation of DeAndre Ayton off the table.
Yep.
Or it becomes an asset to attain DeAndre Ayton. But the wild card is you still didn't fill that scoring forward spot that Jeremy Grant just averaged 25 points in.
Yeah.
So, you know, Miles Bridges, for those that don't know, is from Flint, with the college at Michigan State. He's also one of those guys, Jacoby, that dedicated himself to getting in better shape. If you look at his body type now versus when he came out of college, like Draymond, Kevin Love, Zion will fall in this category, Luka will fall in this category of guys who elevated when they started to get in their best shape. And so don't sleep on Detroit basketball. You see me rocking the hat.
Well, I remember we were at lunch in Los Angeles. So it wasn't lunch, it must have been in the evening, and Michigan State was on the TV. It was early in the basketball season. And you said, you see that guy, Miles Bridges? He's gonna be a player. And one thing I love about Miles Bridges is, Jalen, name to me the people that can catch 3 lobs in a game and hit 5 jump shots.
The only other ones that could like catch 3 lobs in a game is like John Collins of Atlanta.
Yep, that's a good point. He fits in the category.
And Jaren Jackson Jr. Those are probably like the 3 players that fall into that category that you're talking about, sir.
Because there's a lot of guards that can catch a lob, but I mean, there's not a lot of players outside of those 3 that are like, they catch multiple lobs as part of what they do on the basketball court. It's not just like an after timeout, like back cut play to get a lob. Jalen, a couple things I want to talk to you about. Number 1, Kenny Stills, wide receiver. He's in Ibiza, which is Ibiza, which I've been there before. Woof! Woof! That place is exciting. And he's on vacation there. And there's a picture of him on TMZ. And he's on a float in a pool. And you know what he is? Butt naked. Butt cheeks out on TMZ. There's a couple of ladies in the pool too. So Jalen Rose, how do you feel about Kenny Stills just out in Ibiza, butt naked with his butt out?
I got 2 words. I'm jealous.
Me too.
What do you mean how I feel? The season just ended. We just had the draft. We just gave 3 NBA champions a win in 20 months. Now I finally got a normal summer. Hey, man. you might see me in some footage like that. That ain't illegal. He ain't doing nothing wrong. They spying on him.
I don't think you should do that at the hotel pool, but if you got yourself a little privacy, then by all means,
If I have a private pool at my room at the hotel or resort that I'm staying, it's like you getting in the bathtub. I'm allowed to get naked. And if somebody wanna like peep in time and take footage from aerial views or whatever, then they can have it.
Good for them. We had a plunge pool outside of our hotel in Thailand during my honeymoon. And I thought it was like private. So I'm naked, I'm swimming around in the pool. I didn't realize we were sharing the pool with three other hotel rooms. And so I jumped in and I was like, oh, let me put some trunks on real quick so I don't get myself in some trouble. I want to thank French Montana for coming out.
Huh?
He always gives you the podcast exclusive content. And we always give you the podcast exclusive content. We have a lot of free agency to deal with this week. We'll be breaking down all the free agents, all the different implications, all the different potential landing spots, everything right here on Jalen and Jacoby. We'll be back tomorrow with who?
The Iceman, George Gervin, is joining Jalen and Jacoby tomorrow. And like the Blastmaster KRS-One once famously said, we're not done. We're not done. We are not done.